Mr. Funk, we thank you for coming on, and we haven't forgotten the issue. We'll invite you back again, and good luck with your book.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Hello there. And we'll go to a new topic here in the next hour shortly. And we thank you all for listening so much. Republic Broadcasting Network, far and wide across the nation, born on the 4th of July. I'm proud to be your host, Barbara Jean, and we appreciate your listening. Mr. Funk has a story that needs to be retold and told and told again. To serve so diligently for so many years and then have the Attorney General and a powerful company enter into his county and his community and take over and make decisions that impact the whole state and line us up with electronic voting. And as you have noted and been told this hour, there's nothing that is safe or protected, and your vote is one of those items that now is out there. So we need to support people like Mr. Funk, and he's not alone across the nation. We see many people having travail, not unlike his, in this makeup of an America in 2009. So I would hope you would follow this issue along with us from time to time and protect your right to vote and always be sure to vote. There's something wrong here with a clock, I guess, that I'm looking at, and it's telling me something different than what I know. But thank you for listening this hour. We talked about the voting machine. I hope you're analyzing that yourself and remembering that it always can be hacked. And the fact that there are insiders that are programming would have the first chance to do so. A very, very serious issue. One that we need to take care of as voters across America. Thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July. The next hour, we will kind of change horses, so to speak, and we have two guests coming on, and I'm sure you will enjoy what they have to offer. A lot of the information on the issue of illegal immigration. And we have online Dave and Kent. I say good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Barbara. This is Dave.
And we have Kent on with you, Kent Lundgren. So Dave and Kent, a couple of men from the border, how could we be so lucky, huh? I'm grateful that you're on today. We have crises on every corner in this beautiful country. But we'll start out with a positive note. Are you delighted that it's spring? And to David, I want to know if the horses are in the corral.
Yes, yes, ma'am. The horses are in, and they're happy, and we're having good weather, and everything's cool.
And for the listener out there, the last time Dave was on as a guest, the horses got out, and he had to leave. So, and we have a colleague of yours online. Kent, do you want to tell a little bit about yourself? And then we'll have a break in a few minutes, and then we'll be right back. But Kent, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience on Republic Broadcasting? We'll go to break, and we'll be right back.
We With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Mexico, El Financiero, Mexico City, 4-11-09, next week, President Obama will make his first visit to Mexico with unprecedented attention in the United States over the problem of violence in Mexico. Hillary Clinton, Janet Napolitano, Attorney General Eric Holder admitted that the demand for drugs in the U.S. and the flow of arms feed the violence. Obama will make his visit April 16th and 17th with confidence of a strong bipartisan support in his efforts to build strategy with the Mexican government. Mr. Ken Lundgren, would you please introduce to the audience of Republic Broadcasting Network and tell us a little bit about what you do and how you and Dave are joined together in an organization to help us understand some of the situation along the border.
Like Dave, I retired after a long career with the Border Patrol and the Immigration Service before it was disbanded or changed title. Several years ago, in response to widespread public ignorance of what the realities of immigration policy are, a group of us retirees came together, calling ourselves the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. I'm chairman of the group, and it's our mission to try to educate the public about the realities of illegal immigration and the ways we can solve it. The biggest complaint we have is, and the biggest, frankly, the biggest lie or untruth that's floating around out there, is the only way we can solve this problem of the millions of illegal aliens here is to legalize them. That's not true. And to say that when you were in a position of authority, whether you're the president or the Department of Homeland Security or the Attorney General, to say we have to have an amnesty is a lie. It is a betrayal of the United States for any number of reasons that we set forth, not just of the United States as a nation, but of Americans and our legal guests as a group and individually.
Dave, do you want to pipe in there on that one?
Sure, and it's good to be on with you, Kent. I guess I'll be seeing you in May in Tucson.
That's right. And, yep. I'm looking forward to it.
And Barbara Kent is a good friend of mine, and he's a gentleman of the highest caliber. But in regards to what Kent was saying about an amnesty, it's absolutely true. An amnesty is capitulation. It does not solve a problem of illegal immigration into the United States. And offering an amnesty at this point will do the same thing that the 86 amnesty did. It will instigate a mass importation of aliens from all over the United States. It will instigate chain migration. Now, keep in mind, the 86 amnesty was done to legalize something like, I believe the figure is 1.1 million illegal aliens. And after it was all over and done with, after the family unification program was instituted, and after all the fraudulent applications were accepted, we imported between 1986 and 1992-93 roughly 18 million individuals into the United States, all because of the original 1.1 million that were here. And currently, there's figures running from 12 million to 25 million illegal aliens. Now, personally, I believe the number of illegal aliens here in the United States from all over the world range somewhere between 20 and 30 million. So if those people are legalized, if Obama and the Congress wave a magic wand and overnight make these people legally present in the United States, we can expect the population of the United States to increase by at least 50 million over the next decade. And the big question is, where are the jobs, where are the infrastructure, and where are the benefits that can be spread around, not just among U.S. citizens and legal aliens, but among the influx of potentially up to 50 million or more, possibly, individuals within the borders of the United States. That's the real danger to America.
It's mind-boggling numbers and potential, and actually, the activity in the 80s tells us exactly how it will work. And why someone doesn't take a good look at that, I'm thinking in terms of Napolitano and others of her ilk, and look at those numbers and take a deep breath. Now, a couple of items here that I want to put out. In the House, there is this bill, H.R. 875. It's called Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009. To establish a food safety administration within the Department of Health and Human Services to protect the public health by preventing foodborne illness. And it goes on, and it just is an extraordinary bill with all kinds of tentacles, and the main thrust, of course, is food safety. In the latest report put out by the Border Patrol agents, former, and who are translating diligently the business news and the activities of countries to the south, there's an editorial there that talks about screening and health. Could you tell me about that, Kent, a little bit of what happened before and what's happening now with the screening and the medical concerns of people entering into this country?
Sure can, Barbara. Public health is one of the four main reasons that immigration laws exist. Public safety, national security, job protection, and public health are the four primary reasons that we have immigration laws. Our very first immigration laws in the late part of the 19th century provided for keeping aliens out who had diseases that were dangerous. The need is no less for that now. In fact, it's particularly more because of the way that people can travel around the world so quickly, and we wind up with a widespread disease pattern in the U.S. before we even know it's here. So we have health screenings for legal aliens before they come here. I won't dwell on that other than to say we look at who they are, what they have, and how we can cope with it. The illegal aliens, on the other hand, are another matter. Millions of them come from third world countries with third world health practices and third world diseases. They don't bring their diseases with them on, well, sometimes they may bring them on purpose to get treated, but largely they don't. The danger they represent is ignorance on their part. They are unscreened, they come across the border, and they move straight into public service positions such as domestics in hotels where they make our beds and clean our rooms, and they serve our food, and they prepare our food, and they take care of our kids, and they take care of our elderly. We are tremendously vulnerable in that respect. We've been fortunate so far. However, along the border, there are diseases showing up now that have either been eradicated or controlled in the United States for decades, such as tuberculosis, trichinosis, some of the tropical diseases. We are seeing this not just on the border, though, but even up in Virginia, for instance, northern Virginia, had an outbreak of three or four different tropical diseases that have never been seen in the U.S. before. So we let these folks wander loose at our peril. And the idea is not to bring them or make them legal so they can stay here. The idea is to make it so uncomfortable for them that they leave and go back where they came from. Most illegal aliens have a foreign home that they intend to go back to someday. We should encourage them to do that every way we can.
Well, the cost also to Americans and their health care that they should be able to count on, what's happening? Aren't hospitals closing in California or in Arizona? Do you know anything about the hospital closing in your area, Dave? Is there something like that going on?
Absolutely. In Cochise County, there's only one birthing center left open. There used to be birthing centers in about four different cities here in this small county, but due to EMTALA, that's the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which requires hospitals to provide medical treatment to just anybody that shows up to the door. Due to EMTALA, we had illegal alien and visitor alien women coming in from Mexico and just walking through the doors of these birthing centers and having anchor babies at taxpayer expense. And in addition to that, it seems like anyone who gets injured in northern Sonora automatically goes to a port of entry and automatically gets admitted and taken by ambulance into U.S. medical facilities. And
here comes the music. We'll go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dave Stoddard and Kent Leonard.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, we're back, and we're talking about closing the hospitals and people using them, tropical diseases, TB, now a part of our concerns, and leprosy and unusual disease, and our hospitals being closed. Would you suppose that any of the dialogue between President Obama and Mr. Calderon would, you know, speak on these kind of issues? I brought up the Food Safety Act and airborne food dilemmas and this legislation that is even so intrusive as to watch over how you might plant a garden, because I believe that is related to the influx and invasion of illegal immigrants into the United States. Dave, you were talking when you went to break, if you want to finish up about the hospital closure, and then maybe you can answer if I'm up in the night overthinking these two issues are related.
Yes, Barbara, let me just summarize my answer to you, and the answer is yes. Hospitals have closed in southern Arizona, and all but one trauma center has closed, and this influx of diseases that Kent was talking about, let me address that just briefly. In the 60s and 70s, there were diseases that were conquered, eradicated within the United States. There were no cases of Hansen's disease, that's otherwise known as leprosy. TB had all but been wiped out. Syphilis was pretty much eliminated. Rubella was eliminated. And then we had the 86 amnesty, which caused a mass influx of people from all over the world in the United States illegally after the amnesty and continually pursuant to the 86 amnesty. And now, as Kent pointed out, we have diseases that's never before been known in America. Among them is drug-resistant tuberculosis, Chagas disease, and leprosy now is on the rise. And it came in because aliens coming into the United States were not inspected pursuant to existing laws.
Barbara, if I may, I'd like to make a point with respect to the hospital closing.
Sure.
Dave is talking about a very important point there. But when we look at this, we need to consider a larger picture than just illegal aliens using the facilities, which they do. But emergency rooms have become the clinics of choice for the poor, generally, not just illegal aliens. Now, there's just a recent study out, for instance, that the children of illegal aliens, who are U.S. citizens typically, if they're born here, are twice as likely to be poor as children born to Americans. What we're seeing here is overuse of our emergency facilities by the poor. Now, that's understandable. If you're sick, you go to the place you can get care. What we're not looking at is the fact that so much of the poverty in this country is caused by the presence of illegal aliens. They tend to be poor themselves, but because they take jobs and become working poor, they throw Americans out of work, and they become and they stay poor. So it's kind of a double whammy. Not only are we getting people coming over here from foreign countries to use our facilities, by their taking jobs, they're forcing more and more of our people to use those facilities. And they're not contributing to the tax base that supports those facilities. So as I've commented a couple times in other forums, Lyndon Johnson in 1965 declared war on poverty. We haven't won it yet because we keep importing reinforcements for the other side.
Well, you know, it's so interesting that it seems like our mindset is really turned around. If a nation wants to be vibrant and forward and progressive in all things to make life better, you would look to education as you bring in people to your new community of maybe becoming a citizen of this great nation. You would want education. You would want careful health screening. It's just a known for survival. And it seems like we turn our back on all those issues. And I just wanted to return to these food-borne illnesses. That's kind of a new category, to me at least. And in fact, this bill is so extraordinary that I'm going to give out the number HR 875 and would ask listeners to do their diligence so they know about this bill. I'm just going to read one other thing from their analysis. It transfers to this new administration all functions of specified federal agencies that relate to the administration or enforcement of food safety laws. So we're creating a whole new story here. And then in addition, we're used to the FDA. It renames the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to the Federal Drug and Device Administration. That's D-E-V-I-C-E. And I'm unaware of exactly what they mean by that. But ladies and gentlemen, H.R. 875 is a total extraordinary change that we all need to be aware of, and hopefully it may not get through the Congress. I believe they are directly related foodborne illnesses to illegal immigration.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
the new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Born on the 4th of July, a great experiment in wonderful living. I can claim that I've had that. And I see all these happening things so fast. We have an illegal invasion into the United States. And one of the guests today, I believe, gave you an accurate number in saying it could be as many as 30 million illegals. Think about that. There are countries like Norway, or you can name many, that have, you know, maybe that in a total population. We need to check on that and see how many countries have how many people. And then here we are just kind of casually saying maybe 20, maybe 30 million. And do we know? Are we trying to find out? Do we have leaders saying, I can say invasion in a legislative hearing? We have those leaders, I'm thinking of elected legislators in Utah, that act like you've shot them, or they're in shock, or you are yourself an alien from outer space for saying the word invasion. I'm recounting a personal experience. So, I think it's extraordinary that we can't solve some of these things. Today on Born on the 4th of July, we are speaking truth. One of the gentlemen here who is responsible for the enlightening of so many, both of you gentlemen, members of the organization that are doing your best to help America understand, after years along the borders and protecting us here, you now, in some of your editorials, are using the word betrayed. Kent, do you want to tell us why you've come to using that word?
It's taken a long time, Barbara, and it's one I resisted for a very long time because I tried to believe that so much of what was being done about trying to create amnesties and so forth was being done in ignorance. But eventually, you've got to come to the conclusion when people know, finally, the downsides to this unlimited immigration that's being permitted, that it's a betrayal. Why? I don't know why. Why would they choose to do that? I can speculate, but I don't like to speculate about motives. All I can say, finally, is that when you take the cumulative effect of all the actions they have done and are proposing, it is bad for this country, and it is bad for the individuals in this country. America, taken as a political entity, can absorb a lot. But individual Americans are being hurt by these programs and proposals, hurt in very serious ways. And the worst thing of it all is it is the people who can least afford it who are being hurt the worst. That is, someone who might take a job cleaning septic tanks, or busing tables in a restaurant or something like that. Americans will do that work, but they can't afford to now because the way wages are depressed by millions of people here.
You have to ask in your best judgment, and I'll put this question to Dave again, why? We're asking the questions today. Why would Pelosi just be so happy to greet illegals in San Francisco and say, you know, they had all these rights and she was happy they were there? Or, in my estimation, Senator Luis Gutierrez of Illinois is breaking the law for me as a congressman, having his little events on amnesty in churches across this nation. I think 17 he held, and they're all finished now, but they're going to present their petitions to the Congress or to Mr. Obama. So why are we doing all this? Dave, do you have an answer for that?
Well, regarding Pelosi, we have to remember that she is a drooling liberal Democrat, and her base in San Francisco and vicinity in my opinion, subversive liberals. Now, regarding Luis Gutierrez, keep in mind that he's one of the Chicago thugs, and Chicago is ripe with illegal aliens. There's a huge population there. Chicago in vicinity is the sanctuary city, and to Gutierrez, I think it's a matter of reverse racism on his part, and I think it's a matter of gaining power. He wants to stay in office, and a large number of his quote-unquote constituents are in fact illegal aliens. So that's the only logical conclusion that I can come to.
As this progresses, go ahead.
Expand on that. I want to expand a little bit on that as a cautionary note. Dave is right. A lot of this is establishing, for the purpose of establishing a political base. Now, something that your listeners need to understand, a connection that needs to be made in their mind, is the process of naturalization, that is, gaining U.S. citizenship, is a legislative process. The laws governing it. In other words, if Congress says somebody can be a U.S. citizen by doing X, that's all it takes. It's not a constitutional issue at all. So what I fear, we've not seen anything posted on this yet, but what I fear is that this particular Congress with its democratic control, is trying to push for an amnesty, and then thereafter they will make U.S. citizenship available on very short notice. As the law exists now, typically you've got to live in the United States for an extended period of years, depending on what your circumstances are. But it is multiple years. That doesn't have to be that way. Congress can say everybody that got amnesty in 2009 is now a U.S. citizen. They wouldn't do it that simply, I hope. But frankly, I wouldn't put a whole lot beyond some of this Congress. So what they have the potential to do is legalize all these people, then turn them into U.S. citizens, and U.S. citizen voters of that nature are Democrats.
Well, I'm appreciative of your pointing that out, because I really, I guess I must have known that, but I was relaxed on that issue. A legislative portion of this story is now illuminated in my mind, and so well it should be, because with the vote of the Congress, all things could change on this issue then. And
yes.
In a very fast order. We're seeing a lot of fast orders take place. You know, it's interesting, and maybe you gentlemen are aware, but on April 7th, there was issued from the Department of Homeland Security a report called Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling Resurgence in Radicalization and Recruitment. That's the title. But in this document of April 7th, 2009, issued by the United States Homeland Security, warns against the possibility of people who are concerned being extremists with illegal immigration. And I would have to say that's adding fire to a wound in a way, because we've already been conditioned where to speak about illegal immigration, we need to talk about undocumented immigrants, excuse me, not using the word alien. Our writers in our newspapers can't quite face the reality of using some of the proper terminology. And heaven above, why would anyone return to the actual U.S. code in regard to immigration? So we have all those things working against us, and now we have a new report from the Department of Homeland Security. And if your heart beats a little bit in protection of your own citizenship as compared to that that's being flaunted in front of you with the handling of illegals, then we could also be put in an extremist terrorism category. What do you say to that, Dave?
Barbara, that's not surprising. Look at the history of the left. The left has traditionally and historically demonized all those who disagree with their agenda. And, well, for example, gun ownership. According to the left, if you own a gun, you're some kind of a toothless redneck. Look at the issue of the homosexual agenda. If anyone who is against perversion and such acts is a bigot, and getting to the illegal immigration issue, anyone who is in favor of secure borders and benefits that's been set aside for U.S. citizens and legal aliens, you're somehow xenophobic and a nativist. So I'm not surprised by this DHS report. It just in keeping with the left-leaning Obama administration, and with Napolitano, I might add. I'm not surprised at all by this report. What really upsets me is the demonization of our returning veterans.
Why don't you enlarge a little bit upon that? I do believe that was also included, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And for the life of me, I cannot make the connection between returning veterans and radicalization of the right. I think what it is, or I surmise, it's pure conjecture, of course, but, you know, a veteran, whether World War II, one, or more recently Iraq and Afghanistan, has been trained in fire and maneuver, enfilading fire, and defilating fire, and these veterans have been trained how to defend themselves and others. And I think perhaps the left is fearful of the population of the United States who adhere to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as originally written.
Do you have any comment there, Mr. Lundgren?
Yeah, I do. I also think that the left, in addition to the things that Dave has said that are right on, recognizes that these guys have been overseas fighting for something. They know why they were over there. They were over there to try, and still are, to protect the United States and to try to bring some of the benefits of our liberty to foreign countries. Someone who's gone and fought for something and bled for it in many cases is not going to be very happy about the idea of seeing it disappear before his eyes in his own country. So, to the degree that liberals think like they do, they may very well be right. These guys could quite potentially represent as much a threat to them as I do, for instance, because of the way I think.
And don't you think, though, for the Department of Homeland Security to put something out like this for people?
It's outrageous, Barbara, but it comes as no surprise from this administration. I'm sorry, I tried to be good about it. I tried to say, oh, well, maybe it'll work out. I don't believe that anymore. It is just utterly outrageous. And we need to demand answers. Why? And don't take any BS answers. Nail their feet to the floor and make them answer up.
And what you're suggesting is that the American citizen go to his elected local leader or his mayor, who is like in Salt Lake here, advocating a sanctuary city for the most part, and a free reign for illegals without any inquiry, unless they do something very, very bad. They can even ruin your car and just walk away. I had that personal experience. But we need to say every week at that city council meeting, why are you doing this? By what reasoning? Because it just doesn't add up unless they want the full devolution of a nation and an unfurling like never before. These are all the things that we have here that are the ingredients for suicide. Just as we're talking here, ladies and gentlemen, you shut down the hospitals or you make it so costly that they cannot provide, so the masses have less access to medical care. You ignore the collection of the U.S. Code, like Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter, Part 8, 1325. You act like there are no laws on the book. And if you would like to recite them, you don't. You know, it so surprises me. I guess I'm always surprised. I'm always an optimist, thinking that one person can make a difference and we can do the challenge. We can rise. And yet I was thinking, as you were talking about, you're not being so surprised over this issue of the Department of Homeland Security that in essence makes many of us across this land someone who's on their list, so to speak, as a person in the categories they're framing. I was attending one of those interim meetings, and you attended one, I believe, Mr. Oh, okay. Which one? Not Dave, but the other one. Dave, and I've got Kent. Kent, you were there. Kent Lundgren attended the Park City meeting of the interim committee. And do you know we have sheriffs all over the state here now saying, well, they can't go along with what was remaining of SB 81. They're just not going to enforce it. But at that, one of those meetings that was held in December following the one in August, I believe, that you attended, we had the Attorney General and we had people there. And it was so interesting because they were trying to figure out how we could have more beds for the illegals. and how we could open up prisons so we could have places to place them in case we had a problem. They had it all figured out that a matricular consular card would be just something they'd be happy with in order to give them a driver's license here in Utah. And it was as if, you know, like we're going to go to Mexico with our president and our leaders last week or so, not talking about the issue, ignoring the real cause, and figuring out how to handle it with all kinds of new mechanisms. I would hold that because of the disease that has come in and the careful and non-watched handling of food supply without proper hygiene and so forth that we once knew was in place has disintegrated, and now we need health safety and to consider foodborne illness. We'll go to break, we'll be back, and we'll see if we can't solve the rest of this dilemma. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're returning to Born on the 4th of July, and we have the final segment, and we have two callers online. We'll go to Quince in Pennsylvania. You're on with the gentleman from Border Patrol, former, okay?
Hi, Barbara. I just wanted to say I love your show. You're doing a terrific job, and wanted to know what is your email contact address?
Okay, you could call back to the station, and they have a email address for me there, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, do you have a question or comment for our guest today?
No, I don't have anything to propel the narrative. I'll just listen. Thank you.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're listening across this nation as verified by Quince in Pennsylvania, and we're delighted to hear that you're out there. Thank you for your kind words. You know, in the paper that you translate from all those different news agencies in Mexico and in South and Central America, Kent, one of the incidents that happened was just in the last day or so, and it was Sunday, April 12th, and there were concerns about the Mexican army maybe being involved in some of the action, and it involved two youths, and one died, and one was left covered with cardboard, one escaped, and the one who escaped was taken to El Paso, Texas, for health care. How often does that happen?
Quite often, for a couple of reasons. One, first of all, is the quality of the care. Another thing is the cost of the care, which is negligible to the Mexican. And third is security, which is unfortunate when you think about it. If you go to a Mexican hospital over there, if you've just been involved in some sort of activity like these guys were, you're still vulnerable. The bad guys may walk in and certainly could walk in and kill you where you lay, in your hospital bed. Your security is a little better across the border in the U.S., but what we worry about in those connections is bringing violence into our U.S. hospitals as the one bad guy continues his efforts to try to kill another bad guy. We don't want any bullets to whom it may concern, taking out our innocent Americans in that.
Well, it's an amazing, amazing story. We have Michael in New York. Welcome.
Hi, I just want to thank you for your patriotism and great show. And this is what happens when we have foreigners running our government, foreign agents, now literally a foreign president, foreign-born president. And this is what happens because they're going to flood us with more foreigners until there aren't any real Americans left that know anything about the heritage of this country.
Thank you for your comment. To the gentlemen here who have served, how many years, Dave, on the borders for America?
Well, I served 27 years as a Border Patrol agent, but I still live on the border and have all my life.
And Kent, how many years did you serve?
A total of about 33. Between Border Patrol and the old Immigration Service.
And what about Arpaio? Is he a hero among us all?
Oh, we like him. he's doing what we'd like to see.
And that particular sheriff is going to be investigated again, isn't he, by the Department of Justice for his enforcing of the law.
No surprise there. Barbara, before we go, I'd like to give our website.
Okay, please hurry. Okay.
NAFBPO, National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, .org.
Okay, we'll give that out again tomorrow. And thank you, gentlemen, so much. Have a great day.
It's my pleasure.
Born on the 4th of July. All right, we're native born. We'll be shouting it out.
With